It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The NYPD is reportedly investigating actor Cuba Gooding Jr. for allegedly groping a woman in New York nightclubs.
No, not Cuba. No, he's a good guy.
I know. Police say a woman called 911 early Monday morning to report the actor for allegedly forcibly touching her breast without consent in a club Sunday evening. Our sources say she told cops Cuba groped her while they were socializing. There's video of Cuba at the Magic Hour rooftop bar and lounge in NYC, and it surfaced. It features Cuba singing karaoke and carrying a drink in his hand. In the video, he can be seen standing by two women with blurred faces, and he allegedly tells one of them to hush by signaling for her to be quiet. Rihanna revealed in a recent interview with her Ocean's 8 co-star Sarah Paulson that she's very in love with her boyfriend Hassan Jameel. She doesn't have an idea on when the two will get married, but Rihanna admitted she wants to be a mom more than anything in life. The singer is currently working on a reggae album but hasn't said when it will be released. Olivia Culpo, the former Miss Universe and social media sensation, has snagged the number one spot on Maxim's annual Hot 100 ranking. She's 27. She admits, "It's honestly something that I've always dreamed of since I was so little. It's really humbling. There are so many women who have been in the same position before that I've looked up to for so many years. I thrive off the success of other women because a win for one of us is, in my opinion, a win for all of us." In the sultry photo spread, the brunette strips down to her birthday suit in a series of black and white snapshots reminiscent of the glitz and glamour of old Hollywood. On the cover, Olivia covers up with a sheer robe and lacy nude panties.
Yeah.
By now, you should know to expect the unconventional from Gwyneth Paltrow, and now she's sharing an interesting detail about her marriage to some new guy. I don't know. His last name is Falchuk. He's 46 years old. I don't think he was famous before. He's like a nobody. Because remember, she was married to Chris Martin.
Now yeah, from Coldplay.
It doesn't matter who he is. The important part is what they're doing together. She told the Sunday Times that she only lives with her 48-year-old husband 4 days a week. The rest of the time, he sleeps at his own nearby house when his children are there. She said, "Oh, all my married friends say that the way we live sounds ideal and we shouldn't change a thing." She did not say whether the arrangement was permanent. It could be that the couple is just taking their time blending their families, which includes teenagers. But I thought that was so weird.
Is she doing this consciously or unconsciously?
Exactly.
I need to know.
Jimmy Kimmel wants you to do something weird to your dad for Father's Day this weekend.
This is your challenge, should you choose to accept it. Sometime this week, record yourself throwing a piece of cheese onto your dad's face, maybe while he's sleeping, I don't know. Post it to YouTube with the title, "Hey Jimmy Kimmel, I threw cheese on my dad's face." Have fun with it. Be careful. Don't throw a wheel of cheese at your dad, just a slice.
My dad, not to be a downer, my dad passed away 11 years ago, and he's like, he was cremated. We still have his ashes. Should I throw some Kraft cheese onto his urn, like his little urn thing?
100%. I'm sure he would.
What if
really
that made it on there?
It. Oh my
what if
God.
That made it on there? Hey, Dad.
They'd be like, "Who's this idiot?" Coming up in less than an hour, has Justin Bieber lost his mind again?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.